Hey James, guess what I just came across? It's about these no-win, no-fee claims people are making against big banks over me-sold car loans.
Oh wow, I've heard about those. But wait, if they're no-win, no-fee, why would anyone even get charged?
Well, here's the twist. If someone decides to pull out of the lawsuit after 2 weeks, they might end up paying up to £175 an hour in exit fees. That's right, even though they were promised no fees if they lose.
That sounds pretty steep. Do these fees get mentioned clearly in the contracts?
Not really. They're often buried in the small print or at the bottom of a customer website. The big marketing promises don't highlight this part.
So consumers could sign up thinking they're safe, but then get hit with these unexpected costs if they change their minds.
Exactly, and the situation is getting pretty controversial. Some people are calling these exit fees extortionate.
I see, but why is this happening? What's the point of these fees?
Well, the law firms and claims management companies argue that they've already invested time and resources into the cases. They want to recoup those costs if someone backs out after the cooling off period.
Right, but that seems like a loophole. If the whole idea is to make justice accessible, shouldn't they be more transparent about these fees up front?
That's exactly what critics like Seema Kennedy are saying. She's calling it a business model built on confusion and coercion. It's like a baton switch.
That's pretty strong language. Are there any legal actions being taken against this?
The Solicitors Regulation Authority is conducting a review of class action firms, including these exit fees. And the Supreme Court is set to rule soon on whether the commissions paid to dealers were unlawful.
Oh, right, the commissions were the issue. If they were based on interest rates, it gave dealers an incentive to push expensive loans.
Exactly, and the potential compensation for the banks could be up to £44 billion.
That's a huge number, but what about the claimants? Are they aware of how the system works?
Some are signing up with multiple firms, thinking it's a way to increase their chances, but then they cancel all but one. It seems like there's a lot of confusion.
I can see how that could be confusing, especially if the exit fees are hidden in the small print.
And some law firms are even admitting that there's a frenzy of activity right now with the Supreme Court decision coming up. They know it's a big deal.
So what's the takeaway here? Should people just avoid these claims altogether?
Not necessarily, but it's important to read the fine print and understand what you're getting into. If you're considering a claim, do your research and maybe consult with a trusted advisor.
Yeah, and maybe look into the reputation of the law firms and CMCs. If they're transparent about their fees, that's a good sign.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that even when you're trying to get justice, you need to be cautious about the systems in place.
Thanks for breaking that down, Megan. It's definitely a complex situation.
You're welcome. And remember, if you're ever in doubt about a legal claim, do your homework. It could save you a lot of headaches and money.